WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. WBUR Morning Edition Phil producer Lainey Ruxtel, welcome to The Common.
Hey, Darryl. Great to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you. This is your first time on The Common. Am I correct?
It is, yes.
Wow, wow. And what a story you have for us, because you put together an audio postcard from one of MIT's Iftar dinners, and we're going to listen to that in just a moment. But first, I want to explain to folks what an Iftar dinner is, right? It's a part of the observance of Ramadan. Can you talk to us more about what Ramadan is for the people who might be less familiar?
Yeah, so this is considered the holiest month in Islam, and it's usually about 30 days of fasting. So no food, no water from sunup to sundown. When the sun goes down, you can tell people are kind of excited to eat. They often start with dates, and then they served a meal. So MIT's was held in the campus dining hall, and it was a mix of students, faculty, and staff. And they start with prayers, followed by that shared meal. Here's one of the students talking a bit more about the meaning of Ramadan for her. This is Layal Barakat.
So there's a lot of reasons why people do this. I mean, the primary reason is it's a religious obligation. It's a means of sort of spiritual closeness with God. But in addition, it's also a means for people to kind of really empathize with people who might be, you know, less fortunate around the world, people who are going hungry. And as you can also see, it's a very important sort of cornerstone of community building for us as well. It's a very family and community-centered holiday.
So she mentioned community building there, and it was definitely a lot of people just kind of hanging out, catching up, greeting each other, people of all ages. There were kids there. So it's definitely a time for the Muslim community to just kind of share and gather together.
Right on. That sounds awesome. I would love to get into the audio postcard you put together of these folks' voices. I really can't wait to hear it. So let's play it.
My name is Abdurrahman Sharif. I'm a fourth-year student in electrical engineering and computer science, and I'm the Ramadan chair for the MSA this year. So we're in the student center, the second floor, called Labdel. The student center is the heart of campus, and this is one of the few spaces that is large enough to hold this capacity of Muslim students on campus. It's great because we have a lot of room inside for people to sit down and eat, as well as an open area to pray. We have two sides for the brothers and sisters as well. You have to plan iftars for every single day of the whole month. And all of this is a student-led effort.
Welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you very much.
My name is Anas Chantouf. I am a senior. I study math and AI. We try to like diversify in terms of like food. So we get like different cuisines, basically. Today, we're getting Senegalese food. We're having some chebujep with, I mean, classic salad. And we also have a variety of other like Senegalese options.
Do you like veggies? No?
So my name is Layal Barakat. I'm a first-year master's student in the mechanical engineering department, and I am the co-vice president of the Muslim Students Association, or the MSA. I'm Palestinian. I guess it goes without saying that I'm thinking of the people of Palestine right now. Everyone has lost someone in Gaza, so it's like a painful time. The people in the north especially have, in a sense, been fasting this whole time. Many people are only eating one meal a day. You know, I get to enjoy this food, I get to enjoy this company, but the people of Palestine don't necessarily get to do that. I'm wearing a kufiya right now, which is a traditional Palestinian scarf. So there were situations like where I didn't necessarily, you know, maybe feel comfortable wearing it, but any danger I may face here is nothing compared to what the people of Palestine are suffering, so like, I'll wear my kufiya. I'll be in solidarity with my people. A side comment or a weird look or, you know, none of that really matters in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, nice to see you. Good to see you as well.
My name is Issa Liggins. I'm president of the Muslim Student Association. This year for me, I'm praying for strength. Ever since the whole, like, Israel-Palestine thing started kind of popping off on campus, I've had a lot of trust issues with the administration, it feels a lot of the time that I'm not in their best interest necessarily. And it hurts. It hurts. Yeah, it does. Although I'm not Palestinian, you know, being Muslim, we're encouraged to look out for each other like we're our own. When it comes to the prayers and when it comes to the community that we're having with each other, like, it just makes it so much more important just to have a space like this where people can be together. Dealing with it by yourself is very difficult. So having a community like this is extra, extra important as well.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with WBUR Morning Edition field producer Lainey Ruxtel. So Lainey, we just listened to your audio postcard from an iftar dinner you went to at MIT. And several of the students we just heard alluded to feelings about safety. Can you tell me more about how these students are feeling in terms of safety and security on campus right now?
Yeah, so we know that there has unfortunately been an increase in anti-Muslim hate incidents across the country and on college campuses since the war in Gaza started. So a lot of the students are feeling a little bit less secure than usual at the moment. And in addition to that, they kind of talked about an underlying sense of tensions on campus. Earlier this year, there was a pro-Palestinian group that was suspended from campus after they organized a protest against Israel's actions in Gaza that the administration said went against campus protest rules in terms of where they're allowed and when they're allowed to protest. Some of the students also said that they feel like there's some apathy among their peers and even from professors, and that they wish that they could just feel a bit more acknowledged on campus. But Iftar kind of serves as a safe space for these students, and they talked about feeling like they didn't have to explain themselves to each other while they were there celebrating. So it kind of created a reprieve from everything that's going on for them.
Understood. And I want to note that MIT was one of three universities called to a congressional hearing about anti-Semitism back in December of last year. So I'm sure that that's playing a part in all of this as well. We did hear from one Palestinian student in your piece. Did any of the students talk to you about having loved ones in Gaza?
Yeah, so that student was Layal Barakat, and here she is talking a bit more about her family in Gaza.
Just like 2 days ago, got a text from one of my cousins who I literally texted 5 months ago, and she never responded. She only responded to me about a few days ago because they finally evacuated to Egypt. That was the only chance that she got to kind of message me back. So it was definitely like this moment of relief.
I don't know about you, Daryl, but I can't imagine not hearing from a family member for that long and not knowing whether or not they're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in addition to that, though, she kind of expressed that all Palestinians feel like her family. And other students that I spoke to also shared the sentiment that they feel very connected to people there and to Muslims all across the world.
You know, Lainey, even with, you know, all this tension and sadness in the background, what were some of the moments of joy that stuck out to you?
They do feel a sense of safety and community with each other, these students, and also their community members gathering in this space. So some of them talked about kind of balancing joy and gratitude, which are supposed to be a big part of celebrating Ramadan, among also grieving and feeling that deep sadness about what's going on in Gaza.
Understood. Now, I'm also curious about the other aspects of Ramadan, aside from the fasting and the iftar, what else are students you spoke to doing to observe Ramadan this year?
Yeah, so another big part of the holiday is trying to think about and give back to those less fortunate. Here's Abdamaran Sharif, who is the president of the Muslim Student Association, talking a bit more about that.
Ramadan is not just about fasting, but it's also about community service and spirituality. So on the community service front, we have three rounds of donations going out. And so for the first 10 nights, we're going to be donating to a family who's been affected by the war in Gaza. And we have been collecting these for the first 10 nights. Next 10 nights, we're going to focus on shelter. And the last 10 nights, we'll focus on orphanage and water sources, probably.
In addition to the community service aspect, I asked all of the students what they're praying for this year. And they all brought up that they're praying for people in Gaza as the war goes on.
Understood. Well, Lainey, I can talk to you much longer about this, but our time is limited. So I'm going to say thank you for this piece and thank you for taking the time to talk to us here at The Common. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Daryl.
And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. And with that, I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.